The Mystery of Mushrooms is a presentation at Sugarloaf Cove Nature Center in Schroeder on Saturday, June 21st. Joining us now by phone is the presenter, Charlie Danielson from Up North Fungi. Morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
All right. So first, let's talk to us a little bit about Up North Fungi. What is that?
Well, Up North Fungi is a part of Up North Farms, which is located 10 miles north of Duluth, where my wife and I have been working with mushrooms, animals, and plants to help rebuild our soil and turn a home into a permaculture-style homestead.
So what role do mushrooms play then in sustainable farming?
Well, they can help retain water, stop erosion, break down organic matter. They can help clean the waterways and help feed the plants and the insects around us.
Well, that sounds like a pretty healthy level of activity on the part
of
something that just kind of lays there.
Yeah, they're everywhere in our environment, and they're kind of a part of everything.
So explain that. I'm not that familiar with them. Like I said, to me, they just kind of hang out there and don't really do anything.
Well, the mushrooms that you see are actually the fruit body of fungi, and fungi are in the soil. They break down organic matter, and they help feed the micronutrients to the plants by feeding the microorganisms. So they're kind of the original decomposers of the whole system.
Do they help remove anything that shouldn't be there, or are they just a food product for everything else?
Well, they're kind of a little bit of everything. They have a multiple roles. Like I said, they can break down organic matter. So if they're placed properly, like say on the edge of a farm that has water runoff issues, it can stop some of that nutrients and be able to grow a crop on the edge instead of letting it run off into the water. So that can help decrease some of the nutrient loads in our water runoff, along with creating a different kind of landscape so that water slows down before it hits that runoff so we don't lose the soil, too. So it kind of plays a whole bunch of different roles.
Okay. So coffee grounds.
We found out mushrooms or mycelium can convert a lot of different organic matters. So what we did, we were trying to figure out how to build our soil and what we could collect that was a waste resource. And we ran into the coffee grounds. Mushrooms could grow right in coffee grounds. So we started collecting from local coffee shops. Right now I collect about 600 pounds used coffee grounds a week. We mix it with other organic material like wood sawdust or wood shavings, and we grow mushrooms into it, and we pretty much grow soil as quick as nature will allow me to. So once the soil has started the process of taking the organic matter and breaking it down into fungal sugars, that releases those fungal sugars to be able to be eaten by the microorganisms, which then help feed the plants.
Huh. So are you using a particular type of mushroom or all kinds?
Well, we have a few different ones that we really concentrate on. We started making these mushroom kits that we'll have in store soon, and it was really to help people learn about mushrooms and experiment with safe varieties, like the oyster mushroom, the garden giant, and shiitake are the main three that we concentrate with. The oyster mushroom is a very universal one that just, it loves to consume wood or dead wood and stuff like that and break it down. So that's a primary one that we work with. It's also been in different studies to help clean up some E. coli. So placed properly, could also help clean some of the E. coli out of our water, too. Taking storm debris and being able to take storm debris and then be able to clean off the water for the next storm, kind of that principle.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So what is a mushroom log, then? Is this related to
mushroom log is what I can take some of the coffee grounds that the mushroom mycelium is growing in, that white stuff. If you lift up a log in the woods, you see this white spidery stuff in the ground. Mm-hmm. That's the actual mycelium, and we grow that, and we can actually make these sawdust plugs that we drill holes in logs, and we put the mycelium in there, and then that mushroom will now consume that log and turn that starch into fungal sugars. So it's a way to help break down wood, especially like popple, as it grows back really, really quick. We can reclaim that as a food source. If we inoculate a log, and about like 3 to 4 months, we'll have mushrooms coming out of that. And straw, it's even quicker. We can have it in a month. We can turn straw into food.
That's amazing. You've got a presentation coming up Saturday. Who would you like to see come to this presentation? You can talk a little bit about what you'll be speaking on.
Well, this is for folks of all ages. The soil and the water are some of the most valuable resources that we borrow from our future, and it's never too early to help learn how to protect them.
Excellent. Okay. Well, we have been visiting with Charlie Danielson of Up North Fungi. He'll be at Sugarloaf Cove Nature Center sharing the mysteries of mushrooms. Again, 10 a.m. This Saturday, June 21st, more information from Sugarloaf at 218-525-0001. Charlie, anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, I just hope everybody gets out and enjoys this gorgeous day and enjoys some nature.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.